This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, we have some breaking news. Former President Jimmy Carter, had collapsed today while working at a Habitat for Humanity home in Winnipeg, Canada. He's stable now. He's 92 years old, and apparently he was just hospitalized as a precaution. He's being treated for dehydration, and we're being told that he's feeling fine. He's 92. He's a tough cookie. According to the spokesperson, he says he encourages everyone to stay hydrated and keep building. President Carter had led a prayer session this morning at the construction site, which is part of a, quote, blitz of new homes in Canada from his favorite charity. He wrote an op-ed a couple months ago praising President Trump's decision to slap tariffs on softwood lumber imports from Canada. He said, while there are many benefits to a harmonious bilateral relationship to the U.S. and Canada, our neighbor to the north must still play by the rules and stop engaging in unfair trade practices. So he's still a firecracker, and he is, from what we understand, he's stable and he's doing okay. But, it's surprising how much longer, you know, our longevity and our life expectancy is these days. And to be able to, you know, not only, you know, live, you know, in your 90s, but to be able to be active where you could lead prayer services and travel and, you know, still make public appearances, it's just amazing and it's mind-boggling. Dehydration, nothing to underestimate, people. People collapse, and, you know, the collapsing could be a variety of things. You know, it could be a heart rhythm abnormality. It could be a, you know, people have asked, you know, how do you collapse with dehydration? You know, what is it that triggers you to collapse? Well, it could be a few things. You know, one is it could be that you have low blood volume. So if you have lack of blood flow or enough of a blood pressure, you could have, you know, less perfusion to the brain that causes you to get a little weak, dizzy, fall, etc. But another thing is if you sweat and your electrolytes are off, then that could also mess with the heart and the heart rhythm, and that could be pretty dangerous, causing somebody to be weak, etc. But dehydration is one of the most easily reversible conditions that causes a lot of people fainting. And so I still urge, you know, the hospital to check his heart and make sure it's nothing else. But, you know, many times when somebody collapses, we give them some fluids and we forget to hydrate. You know, like, okay, so I'm trying now this whole coffee kick. I can't stand coffee, but I'm starting to drink coffee more so I can, you know, live a longer life, because it doesn't sound like I'm going to get fired anytime soon from radio, which means I want to make sure I'm around for a long, long time to still draw the crappy salary I draw, you know, in radio. And so I'm like, all right, and, you know, so I, you know, have a cup of Joe here, and I'm going to try to drink coffee now throughout the day. I don't know how that's going to work because I can't sleep very well. But, am I drinking water? Is coffee enough to hydrate me? Yeah, there's water in coffee, but it's not like, you know, guzzling as much water as I need to. So, not to be underestimated. You know what? This is interesting. Okay, remember I was complaining about my shoe size? Well, I wanted to look up what the average shoe size was, what the average, you know, foot size was, because I'm a size 10. And there's a site called statisticbrain.com, and it's really interesting because I have a lot of cool humanoid facts, okay? The average female foot size is a size 9. Okay, I thought the average female foot was a size 7, and I look like the Loch Ness Monster compared to everybody else, but it looks like no. So, you know, the average foot size is a size 9, and I can fit into a size 9 if I want to, if it runs big. So good, I'm not that above average. Male, average shoe size is anywhere from 9 to a 12. Average male U.S. shoe size is 10.5. Oh, both my kids, they got like size 12, 13 feet. Let me see. Average 13-year-old has 11 to 12 shoe size. If they're below 5'5", they may have a 7 to 9 shoe size if they're a male. That's kind of interesting because, you know, we talk about how, especially boys with their feet growing, if their feet are still growing, girls too, that means they're still growing taller. But here's a very interesting humanoid fact. So, you know, we've been talking about obesity, yeah, and averages. They say here that the average men's weight for, you know, an average American is 194.7 pounds. So a little bit shy of 200. Okay, it used to be 170, 180. Average woman's weight, 164.7 pounds. That's the average weight of an American woman. We're getting up there. Average waist circumference for a man, 39.7 inches. Average waist circumference for a woman, 37 inches. Yeah, I remember in the 80s, you wanted to be a 36, 26, 36, something like that, to have that hourglass, or a 34. And a 26-inch waist is what we women wanted. Now, the average is 37 inches. You know, they say the amount of water in the human body is 40 liters. You guys convert that to any metric you want. They say the average percent of body weight made up of water, 57%. Some of us women, we used to not drink water so we could, you know, weigh less, right, on the scale. Stupid. Okay? Actually, when you drink more water, you lose weight. They have all these different, you know, I like this. This is called statisticbrain.com. I could read this for a while. Average human heartbeats per day, 100,000. Average human heartbeats per year, 35 million. I don't like reading those statistics. That scares me. Because you're like, something could go wrong in that 35 million. You're like, doesn't it get tired each year? Average human heartbeats per lifetime, 3 billion. Yeah, we're actually looking at this almost is starting to mirror a deficit type stuff. Gallons of blood pumped by the heart in a lifetime, 48 million gallons. Oh, good. Now they're in gallons. Yeah, don't throw liters at me. How many times do you breathe per day? 23,000 times. 23,000 lung breaths per day? Huh. Gallons of air produced per year, 80 million, especially with the burps and the farts. Urine. You know how much urine you produce each day? 1.5 quarts. Nah. Double that for me. Urine produced in a lifetime by kidneys, 10,000 gallons. That's kind of cool. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart black body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we don't have the draft, but it looks like Senate GOP leaders have just unveiled their health care bill to try to win everybody over. This has been reported by the New York Times. They've unveiled a fresh proposal to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Boy, is this taking forever. Part of me is actually shocked that it's going this quickly. But, well, let me just tell you what's going on here. They are revising their bill to help hold down insurance costs for consumers while keeping a pair of taxes on high-income people that they had planned to eliminate. So they may be keeping the taxes. They say with the revised bill, the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, he's, you know, Republican of Kentucky, is trying to keep alive their quest to dismantle the health care law. And this revised bill would provide roughly $70 billion in additional funds that states could use to help reduce premiums, hold down out-of-pocket costs, and try to make healthcare more affordable. The bill already included more than $100 billion for such purposes, so I guess there's another $70 billion. They say the new bill would convert Medicaid, as we discussed with the previous bill draft, from an open-ended entitlement to a system of fixed payments to states. Right? This way, it kind of stops the leaky faucet. And also, I can control some fraud that could be going on as well, where it's not just, oh, yeah, whatever you need, here you go. It's, you know, okay, well, based on who you have and how many people you have, that's, you know, you have this money and you budget it. They say, though, if there are emergencies, all right, in the event of a public health emergency, state Medicaid spending, all right, will not be counted towards their spending limits, their per capita caps. So if, let's say, God forbid, there is a shooting or hurricane or whatever, if state Medicaid dollars have to be spent on top of that, that doesn't get, considered. They say the bill would allow insurers, which is a little new compared to the previous draft, it would allow insurers under certain conditions to offer health plans that did not comply with standards in the Affordable Care Act. So under that law, insurers sell these health plans through the public insurance exchange in the state. But from what we understand, an insurer off the exchange could offer as long as they have a plan on the exchange with sufficient minimum coverage, they could also offer coverage outside the exchange that would be exempt from those mandates, mental health, birth control, etc. So this obviously can stir up a lot of controversy, but for some of us who don't need the birth control, don't need the mental health services, don't need the mammogram, don't need, you know, and we want to pay for something that just handles, you know, if God forbid we're in the hospital, this may provide a lower cost option. And what they're doing to make sure they keep everybody appeased is the only way an insurance company could offer a plan like that is if they have a essential health benefit plan that is an Obamacare plan. As long as they have an Obamacare plan that has all the major health benefits, physical, etc., then they could offer a cheaper skeleton version for people that don't want all the other stuff. And it's funny because, you know, some people told me, you know, Dahlia, birth control is kind of cheap. You know, is my plan really $1,000 a month because of birth control? Let me get a cheaper plan and I could buy my birth control, you know, way cheap. Let me put this together. I could pay for my mammogram. Some places, charge $50, $75 for a mammogram during breast cancer awareness month. So for that $75 for the whole year, I really need to spend $1,000 in premiums? Don't include the mammogram. Don't include the birth control. I could get that for cheap, you know, without, trust me, a lot more than what they're charging me per premium. So this may, if they do it smartly, and if they don't get greedy, which is, I'd be overly optimistic with that, there's an opportunity that we could have some cheaper health plans. And, again, I don't know if it's a long-term fix, but it's something they could do. Senator, they say policies that comply with the Affordable Care Act, which provide more extensive coverage, would attract sicker people with higher medical costs. So to address this concern, the Republican bill would create a fund to make payments to insurers for the cost of covering high-risk people enrolled in health plans on the exchanges. So what the Republican bill is going to do is, in hopes of that the premiums aren't through the roof, they will help offset some of the insurer's costs so they don't have to charge an arm and a leg per each policy. Again, I don't like the idea of money going to the insurance company. I'd rather money go to the citizen. I'd rather money go to a clinic that somebody could go to. You know, I'd rather that, you know, I think it's so stupid, you know. You have an insurance company go, you want to know what? This health insurance policy should be $1,500 a month. So, all right, I'll take the $1,000 a month from the patient, but you got to give me that extra $500 a month. What the hell are we doing? For $500 a month per person, you know what we could build in each city? You know, it's, yeah, but that's just, you guys have heard my rant on that. They say Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, as you know, has pushed to allow stripped-down plans, and he called the inclusion of the provision very encouraging. Yeah, anytime somebody listens to you in the government, you're happy. So he seems happy. He goes, I think we're making serious progress towards coming together and unifying our conference and getting a bill that could command the support of at least 50 senators and pass into law. He said, I think failing to get this done would be really catastrophic, and I don't think any of the Republican senators want to see failure come out of this. Can I just say something from a PR standpoint? Ted Cruz, very smart man. He's a good, you know, senator, but, you know, I think we're making a mistake with the, this is going to be catastrophic. If the Republicans don't pass this, they are doomed. We have another election coming up. We have the midterm elections coming up. And having this do or die type of, soundbite and, language, if they don't pass this, and they may not, all right, you know, that could put us at risk from a media standpoint and from a PR standpoint, going, oh, man, they didn't get anything done. You know, and I understand why that's happening, okay? They want to scare the other, you know, senators to not fight this and, you know, have it be a dud. And so this pressure, you know, see, that's something you would think the Democrats would be saying. You'd think the Democrats would be like, oh, man, the Republicans are going to be so screwed if this doesn't pass. They'll be so screwed. No, the Republicans are saying that, too. GOP leaders are saying it to scare the other GOP leaders into making sure this passes. And I got to, you know, even though I'm not that excited about, you know, what we're going to do, I mean, we have a system that's really messed up, and I don't think this particular bill is going to fix the system. I do agree with moving forward. We can't just let Obamacare fail because the GOP is going to be blamed for it anyway, and we got too many people that, you know, their health care is riding on this. So I agree they have to do something. But maybe we just need to change language and change all the, you know, theatrics and, you know, say, look, okay, you know, if, you know, this, you know, if this doesn't pass, then it's not meant to be. And Obamacare is supposed to be our health care system, you know, and the, you know, the law of the land. And then if Obamacare fails, we'll start from scratch. That should be the discourse. That should be the language, but it's not. It's, oh my gosh, it's going to be catastrophic. It's going to be catastrophic. So, it stinks that we have to use that type of language to scare the other, you know, senators into doing something. They say people who enroll in the catastrophic health insurance plans would be eligible for federal tax credits to help pay premiums. Such plans usually have lower premiums but higher deductibles. Higher deductibles. How much higher can these deductibles go? What was my deductible? $12,000, then it went up to $14,000 a few years back? Under the Affordable Care Act, consumers generally cannot use the tax credits for such plans, so this will allow it. They say the bill would allow people to use tax-favored health savings accounts to pay insurance premiums. Republicans say this policy change would increase health care coverage. The bill also provides $45 billion to help combat the opioid abuse crisis. This is a provision that was imported to two Republican senators who opposed a previous version of the bill, Rob Portman of Ohio and Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. So they got what they wanted into the bill for opioid abuse crisis. Pretty smart. Pretty shifty. Smart move. Because, you know, an opioid abuse crisis is kind of a bipartisan effort. So, you know, smart to be able to get something in that. It's just, I'd like to know how they're going to use the money and, you know, but I don't think we have the specifics. They say the new draft bill would not include any changes from current law to the net investment income tax or to the additional Medicare payroll tax paid by high-income people. So that's where the tax breaks are not going to, quote, for the wealthy kick in. We'll keep you guys posted on how this new version goes. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Have any of you guys ever been to St. Martin? St. Martin, it's a island in the Caribbean, and it's famous for that beach where the airplanes go right over you. You know, I mean, it's a small island. And so there's this beach area where you are right there at the start of the runway. So as planes come in, they go right over you, and you can get some really good pictures, really good close up of a bottom of an airplane. Well, I was there, St. Martin, about a year ago, and they kind of closed off the beach. So I couldn't do that because everybody said, oh, you know, when you go to St. Martin, you need to be on that beach and you need to be there when the planes go over you. And the planes don't come that often. I think planes only come in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can hang out around that time. Maybe there's another one that comes in at night. So there's not a lot of planes that come to the island. So you have to be there right at the right time. And we were there at 11 and we didn't want to wait a couple hours. Well, a New Zealand woman has died after a blast from one of the jet engines knocked her to the ground. They say the incident happened at the famous Princess Juliana International Airport, just meters from the beach. And you can walk up to the fences, etc. Police said a 57-year-old woman had been holding onto the fence before the force of the jet engines threw her backwards. It caused serious injury. She was taken to the hospital, and she died. So the stretch of the beach, it's very interesting because St. Martin has both Dutch and French quarters. So beautiful island. It really is. It probably is one of my favorite, you know, Caribbean islands. And I haven't really visited the Caribbean that much. But of what I've seen between Turks, Caicos, etc., I think St. Martin is one of the nicest. And you feel really safe, you know, running around the island. Whereas some of these other islands, you have to be very, very careful. And so this particular stretch of beach is on the Dutch side, the Dutch territory. And planes fly very low over the sand after they land. The beginning of the runway is just about 160 feet from the fence on Maho Beach, which is about the same distance to the waterline. There's a lot of warning signs instructing beachgoers not to stand near the fence because of the dangerous air blasts. And but people always show videos online. Everybody, you know, tries to cling to the fence, so they aren't swept away. And sometimes we even lift it off the ground. I mean, it's really powerful, these jet engines. I don't know what they do with their hearing either. And so, unfortunately, somebody died. The island's tourism director, Rolando Bryson, told the New Zealand Herald he had spoken to the family of the dead woman. He said, I met with the family of the deceased this evening, and while they recognized that what they did was wrong, through the clearly visible danger signs, they regret the risk they took turned out the worst possible way. And so the plane taking off was a Boeing 737, a commercial jet. They say the woman, what happens when she fell, she struck her head on concrete. So what possibly happened is she sustained a bleed to the brain. We don't know for sure. But, it's sad, you know, because somebody obviously was on vacation. They were doing what everybody famously does. And unfortunately, here's another unfortunate incident. A father of two was playing on a slip and slide at a family barbecue. He broke his neck and is now paralyzed. This happened in Nebraska. They say a school vice principal is paralyzed after he was at a family barbecue and he slid down headfirst on the slide and into a lake in St. Paul. The father was pulled from the water unconscious, so he could have died, could have drowned. Rescued in a nearby hospital, has undergone multiple surgeries. He's an assistant principal at David City High School. And he's even on a feeding tube and has a tracheotomy to help him breathe. Doctors can't tell what his future prognosis is, but he has gained some sensation. And he is going to be going into rehab, all because he was on a slip and slide. I hate telling you guys these things. You know, like that little girl or that teenager who, you know, answered her cell phone that was charging while she was in the bathtub and electrocuted herself. You know, I hate to bring these things up, but, you know, these are just some things that we need to stop and think about. When you hear that something bad happened to somebody, hopefully their tragedy wasn't in vain and it prevents future tragedies. He was basically a wrestling coach and teacher in Syracuse, Nebraska, before he was employed as vice principal. So I guess donations can be made to Chad Fuller Benefits at any U.S. bank location in his behalf. Now, we do have some good news. A family welcomes a baby girl. And what's so amazing about this baby girl is this family has only had boys in the last 137 years. And the South Carolina newborn broke records when she was born June 25th, being the first female born into her family in 137 years. Carter Louise Settle. The family went just crazy. They had a gender reveal party. Do you guys know what these gender reveal parties are? Gender reveal party is where You know, somebody's pregnant, and then when they, you know, at roughly the 20-week mark, knows what the sex is, they do this big party, and you get a lot of presents, and it's, yeah. So, everybody was expecting a boy, because that's all this family had. Carter's paternal grandfather did some research into when the family last welcomed a girl, and it hadn't happened in over 100 years. He started thinking back, my father didn't have any sisters, my grandfather, maybe he had some sisters, and they looked back, and they found, nope. All boys. It's interesting because in my family, in my family, we have boys and girls, you know, and so my side. But on my husband's side, his dad had two boys, and now he's had two boys. And so I don't know if we just carried, you know, the Y cross. See, you know how it happens, you know, to have a girl or to have a boy. Okay, mom's X, okay, chromosome, has to unite with daddy's X. But if daddy, you know, gives off, makes sperm with Y chromosomes, then daddy's the one that decides the sex of the baby. If daddy gave me an X chromosome, you know, in the, 12 and a half seconds, you know, of the conception of the, we won't go there. But if daddy gave me an X chromosome, I would have had girls. Daddy gave me a Y chromosome, and I always wanted boys. I was pretty happy about that. And look, girls are cool, but I just knew I would be better at raising boys than girls. You know, because I was kind of a hoochie mama, and the last thing I wanted was to have a couple girls running around, you know, trying to wear short jean skirts in their jean jacket with a Walkman, trying to, you know, get the guys to like her, you know, because she's singing Wham! Music. I just didn't want to have two girls do it, you know, I didn't want to, you know, so it's really, really good that he gave me Y chromosome. So that's something my husband did that was good. And I don't give him a lot of credit, but he gave me two boys. And so, but it's all him. Guys have all that control. You know, a lot of guys are like, you know, yeah, you know, the woman controls everything. She has the pregnancy. She has the delivery. You know, she's in control. No. You guys have one of the most important jobs out there. One of the most important jobs out there. You get to decide, maybe not actively, but you get to decide, boy or girl. You know, people ask, can you really tell if somebody's, you know, carrying a boy or carrying a girl? It's weird, okay? You're not supposed to be able to look at a pregnant woman and tell. But I'm in the 80%+, close to 90% of being able to look at somebody and tell them what they have and how I do it. And again, there's no science to this. This is just, I don't know how I picked this up. A nurse taught me. But I make them turn around. And I don't look at their butt. I look at their the swell of their back. And I go, and if it doesn't look like they're pregnant... This isn't science, okay? And again, I've only been right maybe 87% of the time. But if they don't look like they're pregnant from behind, it's a boy. If they look like they have a spare tire, or they you could tell that they're pregnant and chubby, kind of chubbier than how they used to look, they're carrying a girl. And, I mean, it happened with me. You know, from behind, you couldn't even tell I was pregnant. And then, boom, all of a sudden, turn around, like, whoa. And I mean, those boys, they jetted straight out. And I had boys. And with my patients, I delivered. And, you know, I was just like, look, let me look, turn around, look. You know, and I go, looks like you're carrying a boy. And maybe actually we're at the 90% mark. I just guessed another person. So, I don't know, it's a trick, but it's not medical. So I'm not supposed to talk about it. Okay, let's talk about the nurse strike. What's going on with the nurses? 1-877, Dr. Alley.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I hope the Dr. Dahlia news team never strikes, because I doubt they would, because they're always taking naps. And I don't know what my news team, I don't even know where my news team is right now. I have no idea where my news team is. But if the Dr. Diane news team ever struck, I really don't know what I would do. You know, the whole show would fall apart. As you could tell. Well, but if a hospital's nurses strike, they really can have some issues. And so the Tufts Medical Center in Boston had a walkout or a strike yesterday where more than 200, I believe 200 nurses staged a one-day strike. They were going to go back to work today. And the hospital wouldn't let them back in. They were told that they are welcome back to work Monday morning at 7 a.m. But no, not today. If the nurses did attempt to return before the Monday, they could apply for unemployment benefits. Now, some people go, are they, you know, is this a retaliation for the strike? Not exactly. The hospital said that they are contractually required to schedule replacement nurses for a five-day period. So the hospital said that anybody who didn't report for work yesterday would be locked out until Monday morning because they had to get replacement nurses. Tufts said it's using 320 replacement nurses working 12-hour shifts to maintain normal operation. So the nurses, you know, if they're not working, then they might as well picket. So hundreds of nurses now are back on the picket line because they refused entry into the Tufts Medical Center. According to Tom McCready, a nurse in the hospital surgical intensive care unit, we are all supportive of each other. We are all holding tight. The nursing staff for years has been giving in to the hospital's demands and requires, but there's a typo there. It has come to a point where we can't take it anymore. So basically, 1,200 union members walked off the job yesterday after negotiations with the hospital broke down Tuesday night. From what I understand, the big issue was retirement benefits. So what the hospital did is they got 320 replacement nurses on a five-day contract, and then the union nurses could come back 7 in the morning on Monday. Now, Chief Nursing Officer Terry Hudson-Jinks said the fact that the MNA issued a strike notice that demands nurses leave their patients is something this organization took very, very seriously. I would much rather our own nurses be here to care for our patients, but the MNA told them to leave our patients, so our responsibility is to make sure we have the right nurses to care for our patients, and that's what we have done. And trust me, okay, you know, nurses, they're the backbone of our healthcare system, and they are probably the most undertreated and underpaid profession out there, including teachers. I should include teachers and our first responders, police officers. All right. Well, there's a lot of people underpaid and undertreated. And so, you know, if, you know, nurses are working long shifts and they're not getting the appropriate benefits, I get that. But patients come first. Okay. You know, doctors have had to work for free. Doctors have had to take a lot of crap, have had to be, underpaid, not paid, done things for free for years, and it stinks. Doctors haven't unionized. There's been a lot of talk for doctors, too. But the reason why a lot of doctors don't unionize is because they really don't have the cojones to strike. You know, many doctors, they're not going to walk out on patients. You know, Las Vegas tried to do something similar to that, where it worked, though. I mean, it worked. It was really powerful. We didn't have tort reform in Nevada. And so doctors did a walkout where they wouldn't come to the hospital and they wouldn't work. We had emergency people there, obviously, and I took care of my emergency patients in my clinic. But for the most part, a lot of doctors grouped together. Okay, I wish I could have done more for the cause, but I didn't. And they, you know, didn't show up to work. And it scared enough people to pass tort reform. And, see, it stinks that those types of actions is what has to happen in order to get something done. But the hospital did right. When you have a strike, you have no idea if they're going to, you know, if they say it's only one day, if you could take their word for it. So the hospital had to. They had to, So they say three union nurses did cross picket lines and have been allowed to continue working. The Reds come back Monday. The two sides failed to come to when they talked, come together for a consensus when it came to staffing, pension, and salary. So this is an interesting quote. According to McGreedy, he said, "I know everyone in the city thinks we're greedy people looking for more money, but what we're looking for is to be competitive. We are the lowest paying hospital by a good margin. Nurses come here, they get trained, and then they get more money at other hospitals," which is a concern. You know, you train people and then they leave. And, you know, people need consistency. Doctors need consistency. Floors need that. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on there. More Medicare fraud. We have a doctor pleading guilty in a $1.5 million toenail clipping fraud scheme. All right, kidding me? This is in Florida. 55-year-old Ocala doctor pleaded guilty to one count of healthcare fraud that involved clipping nails. He faces maximum penalty of 10 years imprisonment and must pay mandatory restitution for approximately $1.5 million. He is a podiatrist, and he billed Medicare and TRICARE for the removal of, quote, skin and muscle. He claimed that nearly half of his procedures were for the removal of skin and muscle, placing him in the top 1% of billers nationwide for this procedure. But he did not actually perform these procedures. They say the majority of the times he billed for these procedures, he was actually doing routine foot care, including clipping of toenails, which is not reimbursable service under Medicare or TRICARE. Now, that's a problem right there. Podiatrists basically save the diabetic from getting foot ulcers, going into bone infections, osteomyelitis, going into amputations. And foot care, even if it includes clipping of the toenails, is important. Is a vital service. Medicare doesn't pay for it. Now, this is what we're talking about with Dr. Weiner, where, you know, government-run insurance does not pay for care that is pretty significant. They say since the services performed were not reimbursable, the doctor devised a scheme to submit claims to Medicare and TRICARE that included, quote, a false diagnosis and false billing code. And then he said he made notes in the patient's medical files to make it appear he was actually performing these services. So you're going to hear a lot about more Medicare issues. We're going to be talking about tomorrow. Apparently, they found that 500,000 Medicare recipients were prescribed too many opioid drugs. They say doctor shopping and extreme opioid use is still plaguing Medicare. You know, I mean, when somebody's accused of doctor shopping, it means they go from one doctor to another to get their medications. And many people, and how you identify those, is if you gave them a, you know, two-week prescription, and they see another provider the next day, right, that's considered doctor shopping. Now, a very small percentage of those people are actually innocent. They have some time off work. They're on vacation. They're like, I want to hoard these medications. So let me get whatever prescriptions I can so I have them when I need them throughout the season. But you can't do that. It's still, I believe it's crime, you know, for you to quote-unquote doctor shop. So if you get a prescription, you got to wait till the ample time, till the, you know, the ample amount of time has passed to get that next prescription. So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about some new cancer breakthroughs. So, but one final thing I have to talk about is we have an Australian man who has a big toe replacing a thumb after it was severed off by a bull. I think they have perfected this big toe on the hand sort of surgery, and people are liking having a toe. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.